going back about a fortnight, I had an ache down my side, and I thought, oh, it's just a bit of a pulled muscle day, so. And it moved round on the Tuesday, it come round to the front, I thought, eh, that's not a pulled muscle, they don't move like that. So, anyway, on the Wednesday, when I went in, they had a look at me, got my bloods done, I was in so much pain, the doctor couldn't even touch my stomach. Sandeep's my, she's my doctor, she's been looking after me for a long time, going through all my care plan and everything. Okay. And
what did you think it was?
I thought it was just an infection, we'd get it sorted and we'd get it done. I didn't ever thought it'd be anything more than that. It took me to another room, and as soon as I saw them, I knew my heart sank. I was gutted. He sat me down and he said, we had a look at your cells yesterday. We ran them under the microscope, and all your white cells are blast cells. And he said, I'm really sorry to tell you, but your leukemia has come back. And I said, what happens now? And it was, we'll just sort out all the drugs and that, make you comfy, and we'll send you home on palliative care, and basically, and that's it. And then it suddenly hit me then, we got to tell the rest of the family. Then it dawned on me, I can't tell my girls. Diane's going to have to tell my girls. Basically, your dad's going to die. Sorry, I ain't going to accept this. I said, I can't accept this. It's not right. I said, I'm really going to fight this. I said to Sandy, you need to give me a stick. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, at the moment, I said, I've got nothing to fight with. And I had nothing. It was send me home on palliative care, sitting in a corner dribbling, waiting for the inevitable. That's not me.
And when they said that, did they give you a time frame? Did they say?
Yeah, they said it's going to be weeks.
Okay.
So, but then on the Friday then, on the afternoon, it suddenly hit me then, and I absolutely cried like a baby. There's more fundraising to do. We can, there's still stuff that I had to do, and nothing fitted. This did not fit in with my plans.
Yeah.
And I've always been a fighter, and I've always been a believer, and things happen for a reason, and, we're all here for a reason. And I certainly haven't finished what I've got to do. And then Sandeep came in. This was probably about 5 o'clock on the night time. And she came in with this massive smile. I'm going to fill in up now. Because this was like quite an emotional moment.
Mm.
And she came walking in. She had this massive smile on her face. And she says, Tony, guess where I've been all day? Guess what I've been doing? I managed to get you onto a trial. She said, it's a trial that, she said, it's finished here now. She said, but we've used it, we've trialled the drug, we know it works. She says, the problem is, it's £240,000 a year. She said, I've pleaded with them and we've got it on compassionate grounds. I couldn't believe it.
It's amazing.
And I looked at her and I said, Sandy, I said, I love you. That was it. She then gave me back that stick that I needed to fight with, and now I've got something to fight with now.
Have they put a figure on it? Have they?
No, they'll carry on giving me now these drugs now, and hopefully what it'll do, it'll put me into remission or partial remission. At the moment, we're going to take it a week at a time, we're going to fight it, and we're going to, we'll get through this together. But it's so important for people out there to try and, raise money for Cure Leukemia. Give other people the chance of having this stick to fight with.